Nigel, thanks very much for joining us. It would be good, I think, for those who don't know MAP as well, just to tell us a little bit about the company and also the strategy.
MAP was formed 25, 26 years ago, really with a sense that, property management, the management of commercial real estate, not residential, was not being done well in the UK. And people saw that all over the place. There had been a race to the bottom in fees and quality had suffered. And it was carnage. The first stage was, surely this could be done better. Surely it can't be that difficult to manage a building or a portfolio of buildings. And so that's really where we started, and we set out on that journey and had some very fortunate early wins with some clients. And we grew, over a number of years to a point where we were winning some really good mandates. So that was sort of phase one. And then for phase two, probably about 15 years ago, we started to think, hold on, there must be more. There's got to be more. The way that commercial real estate is managed is now much better. The fundamentals are done well around risk, compliance, governance, rent collection, all those what we call now V1 is all being done well by us, and the sector has started to catch up as well. But there must be more around how buildings look and feel and present, to make them come alive and to make them relevant and everything else. And so we started talking about that. And, the great thing about fast forward to where we are now, 15 years on from there, is that actually that is what the sector is now looking at. And clients and owners of real estate have realised that actually management is much more than about risk, compliance, governance and rent collection. It is about making buildings real and relevant, looking great, smelling great, with great welcomes, facilities, amenities and everything else. So it's been a really interesting journey,
And interesting to hear that sort of development as well in terms of the property management side, particularly in the UK. And I guess, where do you think we are now? And I guess, where's that heading in terms of the future?
Yeah. Well, I think where we are now is post-pandemic. There's different sectors, of course. I'm probably best placed to talk about the office sector. We talk a bit about retail, which has had its own challenges. But some of them there's some common stuff here as well. In terms of offices, clearly post-pandemic, employers want to get their employees back into the office. And, there's been, lots and lots of articles on that and interviews on that and how that's going. But part of that is making sure that the workplace experience is great, that the workplace is better than home. And if you're creating a workplace that's better than home, you're going to get people back into the workplace. I mean, it's as simple as that. So, where we help with that is really around making sure that buildings are operating really well. They're getting, as I said, great welcomes, the stuff that we're putting on, we're fostering community. So that's one part. The second part, which is, I think, really quite exciting, where we're seeing things happen now, is smaller companies no longer want the hassle of managing their own space. So the managed workspace solution is something we're seeing real traction on. So historically, we have been managing just common areas. The entrance area, the reception, the stairwell, the lifts, the common areas. But now we are actually going into occupiers' workspaces and managing that space for them on behalf of the landlord. So we're not instructed by the occupier, but we're instructed by the owner, and they are providing a managed workspace solution. And that's really quite exciting. It sits alongside, the flex working solution, where increasingly owners of real estate want to operate flexible workspaces themselves. There is a place still for operators and conventional leases, but increasingly they want some exposure to the sector, to flexible income. And we're best placed to manage it. We're in the building, we've got the receptionists, we've got the suppliers on tap, we know the building, we know the occupiers, and we're starting to see that really grow. I think that's a real growth area in our business.
We have increasingly a lot more regulation around clean air and those kinds of things.
Sure.
Do you think that begins to bleed into property management in a way? Is your role getting more complex, I suppose, as we move forward?
No, it's getting more complex and more varied. I mean, the number of service lines that we provide is growing, I mean, not exponentially, but is really growing. So we classify it to help, you know, you and others understand, you know, V1, risk, compliance, governance, rent collection, chasing an occupier when they haven't paid their rent. That was old style property management, but that still needs to be done. I mean, you need to still do all that stuff really, really well. V2 is all about the stuff we've been talking about, enlivenment, spaces, welcomes, flex, managed workspace, you know, making buildings come alive and feel relevant and great places to be. And V3 is all about ESG. So whether that is waste, whether that's carbon, whether it's biodiversity, you know, we've got 30 people working with clients from everything through the, you know, all the way up to reporting, all the way down to smaller, you know, projects that we're working on. And then V4 is all about is data, really, and digital twins. But that V3 piece, that ESG piece, is huge. It's absolutely huge. And it drives so many now of the decisions that we're making in a building.
Really interesting to catch up. Thanks very much, yeah. Nigel.
Great. Good. Thank you.